You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Honeywell and PwC India have announced a strategic mission aimed at accelerating digital transformation for businesses, helping them to future-proof their operations. This collaboration leverages PwC India's management and technical consulting expertise with Honeywell's cutting-edge operational technology software solutions to deliver enhanced reliability, cybersecurity, and reduced energy consumption. The initiative targets the industrial buildings and infrastructure sectors, focusing on enterprise-wide digitalization. Recent research by Forrester indicates that data and AI are pivotal activities in digital transformation efforts. This partnership aims to harness combined expertise of both companies to enable businesses to fully exploit Honeywell Forge's industrial IoT software. This software employs advanced analytics, machine learning, and AI to provide businesses in buildings and industrial sectors with greater visibility and informed decision-making capabilities. Now, a news related to Jio. Users across the country complain that they are unable to use Jio network as it seems to be facing network issues. Jio services not working for them as they said they were not able to access all daily use applications including WhatsApp, Instagram, X, Snapchat, YouTube and Google. As reported by Down Detector, over 54% of the complainants are facing problems with mobile network, 38% with the Jio fiber and 7% are facing disruptions with mobile networks. Some users posted in X, formerly Twitter, to express anger over Jio outage. One wrote, "Jio network is down for Google, Swiggy and major websites, whereas WhatsApp, Jio's own platforms, seem to be working okay." In another development, Sony Pictures Entertainment announced that Nachiket Panthvaidya has been appointed as General Manager of Sony Pictures International Productions, SPIP India. Reportedly, Nachiket will oversee local Indian production while working alongside Shoni Panjikaran, General Manager, Head Sony Pictures Releasing International India. Media reports suggest that Panthvaidya served as Group CEO, Balaji Telefilms, Business Head of Sony Entertainment Television. In his earlier assignments, he was also the Business Head of Star Plus and held several roles in the Star Network, including Head of Star Parivar and Managing Director of Fox Television Studios. An IIM Ahmedabad alumnus, he has also held key managerial roles in BBC and Disney. He will continue to perform his duties as CEO, Sony Entertainment Talent Ventures in parallel. In a separate development, in a pioneering collaboration, Manav Rachna University has become the first university in Delhi NCR to install Global Navigation Satellite System Receiver thanks to a participation with the National Atmospheric Research Laboratory, NARL, of the Indian Space Research Organization. This significant development was marked by the setup of a GNSS and Space Weather Laboratory at the MRU campus. A distinguished team of NARL ISRO scientists, including Dr. Nirvikar Dashora and Himanshu S. Sethi, oversaw the installation of the GNSS infrastructure. The setup includes a GNSS receiver, antenna, 30M RF cable, laptop, and iron mast. This initiative is part of NARL's cooperative research programs, which involves GNSS receiver networks at various national institutes and universities. Now, a news related to industry. Bikanerwala announced that it aims to open 50 new outlets in 2024. The manufacturer of traditional Indian savories and sweets recently opened two new stores on the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. The two new outlets, the company said, mark a milestone for the brand as it solidifies its presence in the culinary landscape. Each outlet is spread over a 4,000 square foot area and has a seating capacity of more than 110. On average, Bikanerwala restaurants see a footfall of over 1 crore a month, a number which increases further during festivals. Shyam Sundar Agarwal, Managing Director of Bikanerwala Foods, said, "We are happy to announce the inauguration of our new store at the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway." Meanwhile, Samsung is gearing up to unveil Galaxy Watch 7 series at the upcoming Galaxy Unpacked event on July 10th. Alongside this anticipated release, rumors suggest Samsung may also introduce a higher-tier model known as the Galaxy Watch Ultra. Positioned as a more premium offering, the Galaxy Watch Ultra is expected to come loaded with advanced features, giving a tough fight to Apple Watch Ultra. Although Samsung has not confirmed these details officially, a new report has emerged disclosing the anticipated prices for these Watch 7 and Ultra 7 watches. A report by 91 Mobiles has disclosed the prices of Samsung Galaxy Watch Ultra and Watch 7 ahead of their official unveiling. Last but not the least, Indian shares finished at a record closing highs for the third session in a row on Tuesday, led by gains in technology firms and private banks, and boosted by strong domestic inflows as well as a climb in global equities. The NSE Nifty 50 rose 0.39% to finish at 23,557.90, while the S&P BSE Sensex settled at 0.40% higher at 77,301.14. The market was closed on Monday for a local holiday. Share price trends are in sync with the earnings growth outlook. The positive bias for markets is very much intact at this juncture, said Pranav Haridasan, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of Axis Securities. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.